This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The Dallas Citizens Council has a storied history. It's a group of the most powerful business leaders in town that in many ways shaped the modern city. It also became a lightning rod of criticism for people who felt powerless. For decades, this was an all-white, all-male club that epitomized the establishment. Things have changed in the city and on the Dallas Citizens Council. Alice Murray is its president, and she's with me now. Alice Murray, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you, Rick. I'm happy to be here.
Let's talk about some of the issues you've focused on. I know healthcare has been one of the main priorities, and you've taken what some people might consider a pretty surprising stand. You think Texas should expand Medicaid and accept tens of billions of federal dollars. Why?
It was decided that this is really the only economic position that a group of well-meaning businessmen could take. We have over a million Texans who are uninsured through no fault of their own. Our hospitals underwrite billions of dollars of uninsured Texans in our hospitals. Parkland alone had $762 million in uninsured care in 2013. That's $200 million more than the entire county of Dallas budget.
Let's talk about the Trinity River Project. This week you wrote a column for the Dallas Business Journal, and the final line was, let's get on with it. There's been so much criticism of this idea over the years. There was even a funeral, I think, last year in Oak Cliff. Is it realistic to think that this could happen now?
Oh, absolutely. People believe that we've been dragging our feet to get it started, and we haven't at all. We have never stopped working towards getting the final record of decision handed down by the Federal Highway Administration. So there's been no dragging of feet, only, you know, one decision or one step forward, two steps back, and things that we have to do to get to this record of decision by the Federal Highway Administration. And now, for about the last 6 months, we've known that it was coming early spring this year. So that is what has stirred up the grassroots again, thinking, oh, they're back alive. Well, we never really weren't alive. The funeral, you know, which made the papers, that funeral was attended by 85 people. That doesn't really represent 1.5 million people of Dallas, and that's okay. I mean, they should be heard too, but there are thousands and thousands of people who believed when they voted on this that their vote meant something. So we have been given the mandate now twice to do it, and we need to do it.
Part of the plan, though, is to have parks right next to that roadway in some cases. Are people really going to take their kids to a park that has a 6-lane highway right beside it?
Oh, it's not right beside it. This is a very wide valley. So the park is designed to be closer to the west side, and mm-hmm. there will be opportunities to pull off this road and ride your bicycle. But otherwise, nobody knows it's there. So the road really provides the eyes on that park.
I'm curious, does the history of the Dallas Citizens Council make your job more difficult? I'm particularly thinking of its reputation back before the Kennedy assassination. It was all white, all male. It had a reputation for not kind of tamping down and cracking down on what a lot of people called right-wing zealotry back then. Does that make your job tougher?
Well, I don't want an easy job. Anybody can do an easy job. Their reputation, depending on how you want to tell the story, was about getting things done. That's the only reason that they formed the Citizens Council in the 30s. They wanted the top CEOs that had the power of the pocketbook to write checks, and that was not a diverse group of people in Dallas or in the South. So we've become more diverse, and we, especially at the board level, insist on that diversity. We don't want to be opaque. We just thought we were literally doing things the most effective way by doing it quietly and not having anybody thank us. We're just trying to get it done. Everything was for making Dallas the best globally competitive city it could be. There was never anything sinister. If you don't respond to the stories people tell about you, they get to tell the story.
Alice Murray, president of the Dallas Citizens Council, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Rick.